can't get to sleep at night. The parking lot's so loud and bright. The AC hasn't worked in 20 years. Probably never made a single person cold. But I can't say the same for me. I've done it many times.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for listening this morning, 35 minutes after the hour. We always appreciate it. So to come on the program, State Representative Shane Stringer, that's in the 11 o'clock hour. You'll want to make sure you stay tuned for that. A little bit of a controversy there between the sheriff and Representative Stringer. We'll get his side of the story. We heard from Sheriff Cochran yesterday on Sean Sullivan's show, which follows this program. But anyway, we'll talk to Representative Stringer here in about an hour or so, so please stick around. But joining us now, very pleased to bring on my next guest. Always always good to get him on, and we're grateful he can make time for us this morning. State Senate President Pro Tem Greg Reed joins us. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Jeff, I'm doing great, my friend. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you today. We just finished up legislative session late last night, early this morning, so glad to visit with you about what's been going on.
Well, I guess overall, just looking at the session, always some, you know, there at the end, there's always that rush and maybe some disappointment, I would suppose. But generally, what are your thoughts from top to bottom?
Well, I couldn't be happier, Jeff. Overall, I think that the Senate had a really good work product. I think we worked well together. You know, for me, becoming the president pro tem, the very first day of legislative session was something important, that things were able to work out. Members felt like they were supported appropriately, and we were able to work collaboratively, Republican and Democrat, to be able to do some important things that were before the Senate body. I also felt it was important in our working relationship with the House of Representatives as well as the governor's office. And I feel like we were able to do that. We had some good production on budgets, on economic development-related legislation, on topics supporting the Second Amendment. Last night, we even worked on some legislation associated with curbside voting and the idea of some other legislation that we had already passed in the Senate related to elections and securing Alabama's elections. Then we had a bill important to several of our members last night that's been in the Senate several times, called the Born Alive Bill. Basically, if a child is born in an abortion procedure and is alive, then it's a requirement of the medical staff to offer aid to the child. And we were able to have that pass the Senate last night, 31-0. Every member was in support. So I thought that was exciting. It was a good way to end the session. Certainly, we had some things that we wished had been able to have been final and in the tally on all the work that we did. But I am very pleased with what was accomplished by the Senate in the session.
I mean, that's one thing. You look at the way the Senate has really worked efficiently, I think would be a good way to describe it, maybe more than it ever has, at least in recent memory, because typically the Senate is where things go and they've gotten bogged down in the past. But just kind of watching from afar here, it seems like you guys really, once you get going, once you get on the same page and iron out all the differences, it's, you know, obviously goes on and faces whatever potential logjam may present itself in the lower chamber, but the Senate seems to be working really well together.
Well, I would agree with that, Jeff, absolutely. And, you know, I would say there's two reasons that I would point to over and above just the quality of the Senate members and the support we get from great folks that are trying to support us. But one is the committee work. You know, senators work so diligently, Republican and Democrat, on all of the Senate committee activities. There's so much of the work that is done, and I have worked to encourage that as much as possible, to do a lot of the amending, a lot of the effort on being able to make things different, better, change legislation, is work on that in the committee process. And that has proven this session to be very valuable, and I think it has allowed us to have a really high-quality product, output from the body. The other thing I think that is so important, this is so important to me, and that is relationships. It's easy to work with people to accomplish important things when you know them and they're your friends and you interact with them and you have opportunity to visit with them and hang out. I think that no matter where we are in life, if we're together as a group, if we know each other and have stronger relationships, then our ability to work together is going to be improved and increased. And I don't think that is that is absolutely the case for the Alabama Senate. And that's a topic that's been important to me, is growing relationships as President Pro Tem with the majority members as well as the minority members. And we've been able to do a good job of that. And I think it showed up in our ability to work very efficiently and effectively together as a body.
Yeah, and that was going to be my next point, that it does seem that for the first time, and maybe this quadrennium, this entire quadrennium, that you really don't have, you have a few flare-ups and times when you have filibusters from the minority party, but a lot of the stuff that inevitably you guys are able to at least get them in the game and get them a seat at the table, and I get them at least some skin in the game and participation, that you're not just pushing everything through. But it does seem as if the Democrats are really are working with you guys a lot.
Well, that is certainly the case, Jeff, and I'm glad you recognize that, and I hope others recognize it, because it is it's an intentional process to make sure that we include everybody. One of the things that I said when I was elected as president to all the members of the Senate was that my goal was that everyone's voice would be heard. Doesn't mean everybody's going to agree. Doesn't mean everybody's going to, you know, look for the same outcome. But it does have the opportunity to recognize that members are willing to work together, and having those strong relationships, you know, winds up having a better product. If I'm working with minority members, I'm working with members from North Alabama, South Alabama, middle of the state, interested in big industries, interested in education. You bring all those things together and give everybody a voice. You wind up with a good product overall that yields what is best for Alabama. I don't claim to have all the answers. But I'm telling you, you bring the Alabama Senate membership together, Republican, Democrat, North, South, those that have been around as freshmen just for a few years, or those that have been here for many, many, many decades, you wind up with a good product. And I think that's what you're seeing as a result of the activities in the Alabama Senate this session.
Joined by State Senate President Pro Tem Greg Reed here on the program. Senator, some other things that they get addressed, and I guess your guess is as good as anybody's about, well, what the future may hold in store. But we know we're going to have one more special session before the end of the year to deal with reapportionment. Do you foresee more of that, maybe to deal with A, the prison situation, and B, maybe the longstanding gambling issue?
Well, I think that in looking at that, Jeff, you're exactly right. We are going to have a special session on redistricting. That's probably going to come, I'm thinking maybe a late October kind of a time frame. And in looking at that, you know, the fact that we are going to hold on to Alabama's 7 congressional seats is a great thing. That's fantastic news for our state. That also is going to help the legislative process on redistricting to be a little easier to manage, to where you're not having to find a way to fold a congressional seat into the other 6 that would be left. But redistricting will be a very important element that we'll come to at the end of the year. You know, on special sessions, of course, that's the job of the governor to be able to call those special sessions. She's indicated to me as a legislative leader and to others that if she decides to call a special session, that she will communicate with legislative leadership about the way to do it and how to best accomplish what her goals would be in a special session. So I've not heard anything from the governor yet related to any of those specifics, other than the discussion of the redistricting special session. I know the governor is still working diligently on issues associated with the prison topic. That program may be able to move forward. It may not. I know the governor and her staff have worked diligently on it. But I think there's some open-ended questions in regards to some of these topics moving forward for the balance of the year. But I do feel like that we will have the at least the one special session on redistricting. I think there's been some questions, too, is if you've got multiple topics, would it be wise to have one special session and kind of throw it all in together? And I don't know that that would be the right way to do it. You've got some really big topics. You know, for instance, you wind up with potential of something related to prisons and then something related to redistricting, and you try to deal with all of that in the same special session. It may get to where you got a little too much to deal with or manage. So I think that's going to be one of the things the governor's going to be looking at, is if we're going to have a special session, what's going to be in the call for that session, and how are we going to be able to keep the legislative membership focused on the things that are the reasons for the session. And so I think there's a little more work to be done in trying to understand that specifically.
How important do you think it is to, foster or at least get on the same page with your counterparts in the House of Representatives on any of these issues? That seems where the hang-up has been. You were able to get gambling done, and for the first time, your predecessor, Senator Marsh, he's able to get all the different parties at the table and come to some kind of agreement, and then ultimately get something passed through the Senate. But you just didn't have the House of Representatives there. How important is it to try to, knowing what you're going to be dealing with going into any potential special session, not to be gambling, it could be prisons or whatever, and making sure that you guys are on the same page before you proceed?
Well, I think that it's very important that we have enough time to properly prepare for whatever a special session would be, based on what the governor and the discussions with legislative leadership would be, so that we would be able to work House and Senate, Republican and Democrat, on the issues that would be a part of that special session. And I remember in times past, there was a situation where a governor called a special session very abruptly, and it was not met with a lot of productivity just because you didn't have enough opportunity to really prepare for it. I think that's going to be something that's very important, that we have enough time to prepare. There have been a couple of working groups that we've had, House and Senate, that have worked on different issues and topics to where they crossed from one chamber to another in having kind of joint task force members, if you will, that were trying to work on some of these topics. And I think that kind of a collaboration is going to need to continue. You can't work on a topic in one chamber and the other chamber not be engaged or involved at all. The first chamber finishes their work and they just hand it over to the second chamber. Then they have to start all over with the investigation and much of the research and the education. That needs to happen more in a collaborative and a united way. And I think that certainly the House and Senate can do that. I've had a good working relationship with Speaker McCutcheon and his leadership team. That's my number one point of contact with the House, is directly with the Speaker and their leadership team there. And so I think that as we look forward in dealing with many of these big issues, it's going to be very important that we recognize there's a lot of groundwork to be done prior to what would be a special session in dealing with some of these issues. And I think it would be important that if the governor is going to call a special session on anything, that there's enough heads up to the members of the legislature that they are able to work on preparing, knowing that a special session is coming to be called by the governor. And I think that'd be a very important way that the legislative leadership and the governor could work together early on in any of these topics that may be requiring a special session.
I mean, do you think the template ought to be kind of like what you guys did with the Rebuild Alabama Act before you hit the ground running in 2019, starting the new quadrennium? that seemed to work out really well, and you had all the potential flare-ups for where there could be any disputes or anything like that resolved. It seemed that in getting these two or whatever else may come up, and getting without spinning your wheels too much in an actual special session, kind of looking at that game plan and trying to apply that to whatever the issue might be.
I think you're exactly right. I think the idea of we've got to know what we're doing, have had collaborative work, House and Senate and the governor's office, to know once we go to a special session, we've got a really good idea of what we're going to try and accomplish, what we want the work product to be. And as a result, we're able to be in session a shorter window of time because we've done a lot of the work on the front end. And I think that is the model that you're right. That's what we used in Rebuild Alabama. And I think that is a model where you have the executive branch and both legislative chambers engaged, their legislative leadership engaged, and we're all working toward a common theme of special session, for instance, that's going to deal with these issues. And the preparation leading up to it, I think, is a key into how successful the special session is going to be.
And last question, we'll get you out of here on this. Just kind of looking at the dynamic between the House and the Senate, maybe there were some hurt feelings because or upset people that didn't get their legislation didn't get to see an up or down vote in the lower chamber or whatnot. But is the relationship between the House and the Senate, you think, stable, or are we just kind of seeing the product of like the last end of the session? You know, you always have the drama at the very end. Everything good there, do you think, or is there some work that needs to be done?
Well, I think we've got a good relationship, House and Senate. I think legislative leadership work well together. You're always going to have push and pull at the end of the session to where members, you're not going to pass every bill. You're going to have members that, you know, hey, I had three bills very important to me and I only got two of them done. So I really wish the third one could have gotten done. And you're going to have that always. I think, you know, in looking at that in general, I think having just a collaborative effort for members working together, House and Senate, for general accomplishment. I think that's what we're doing in the body. I think that's the attitude that we're sharing. We have good relationships. Can they be better over time? Sure. I talked about growing relationships with other members of the legislature as certainly an important hallmark of the things that I think are important for us to do as a body. But we have a good relationship. We'll continue to grow it and work together. I think the attitude of members having a common theme and a common goal of what we're trying to do is very important. And we'll keep our hand to the plow trying to do the things that are important for the people of Alabama.
Senator, we got to leave it there, but we do appreciate your time this morning, and let's talk again real soon.
Jeff, I appreciate you, man. Thanks so much for the opportunity to visit with you.
As always, that was State Senate President Pro Tem Greg Reed on the line. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.